Second chapter of Maaser's Mishnah 7. Hasocher esapoa liktosimo. If one hires a worker to help him spread out the dry figs, liktosimo obtain, to help him spread out the dry figs. So Omer lo almenas, and he says to him, almenas she ochel tenim. I'm working for you on condition that I get to eat of the figs. Ochel upoter, he could eat, and he's going to be exempt. Okay, liktos means to spread out and dry. Some say it means to cut off the figs from the stems. There are different interpretations over here. Al menashe ochanivet, he says, on condition that I get to eat and the members of my house get to eat also, both of us, meaning those who are not hired by the employer, o shochel b'nei b'schari, or in condition that my son eats figs as my wages, meaning the worker wants to transfer the rights to his son of what he is dutifully owed as a worker as far as food for a worker. So the Mishnah says, "Who ochel poter? No, but his son ochel v'chayiv." Al menas ochel b'shas k'tzil achar k'tzia. He says that on condition that I could eat the figs during during the time when they're k'tzia ula achar k'tzia, when they're laying them out and after laying them out. B'shas k'tzia ochel poter. So during the time when they're being laid out, he's going to eat in poter. Achar k'tzia, afterwards ochel chayiv. She'eino ochel min Torah, because at that point he doesn't have any right to it in the Torah itself. Meaning the worker is saying that he can eat not only while he's involved in his work, but also when he's finished with his work. The worker is not obligated to separate meiser if he eats while he works, because at that point he does have a right to them, he's entitled to them. But however, anything he's going to eat after he finishes working for it, then the Torah doesn't give him that right anymore, and therefore he's going to have to separate. Zeh klal ochel min ha-Torah poter. Anything who has a permit to eat, you're exempt from the Trumas and Maiseris. V'she'eino ochel min ha-Torah, but if your permit's not coming from the Torah, you're going to be chayav. Okay, Mishnah 8. Haya osa bilvosim. If you have a person who's working, and he's working with levosim figs. Okay, levosim figs. Levosim are, they're just a different, a alternative variety of figs. Levosim is lower quality. Bivnos sheva, which is mentioned next, were known to be of much, a much more precious commodity. Bivnos sheva, lo yochal bilvosim. If he's working with bivnos sheva, he doesn't have the rights to bilvosim. What he can do, though, a little trick, but he could hold himself back from eating until he gets to the place where the better ones are, and then eat those. Meaning the worker can't eat any better the superior, the higher level Benos Sheva figs while he's working with the inferior Levosim, but there is a way he can get to it. He holds back his eating, and therefore what he's doing is at that point he's exchanging the inferior quality figs for the superior one. The reason you're allowed to do that is basically because there's no statute of limitations, on how much he could eat as a worker. Hamachlifim chaber, if one does a barter with his friend, he says, Zela ochel, zela ochel, and this person gets the produce that was given for eating, and that person also the produce that was supposed to be for eating. Zeliktos, zeliktos, this person gets the produce that was supposed to be for drying, vzeliktos. Zela ochel, vzela, or one was getting the stuff that was made for, receives the stuff that was set aside for eating, and that person got the stuff for drying. Chayiv, they're obligated to separate to tithe. In both of these cases, in all of these cases, none of them could eat even a little bit the figs they get from the person without separating tithes. Why? Because the exchange, the barter, that's a form of tithing obligation. So Rabbi Huda says a machlif lechol chayev. No, Rabbi Huda says the one who bartered it for the purpose of eating, you have to separate meiser. Liktos, but for the purpose of drying it, then you're going to be potter. And Rabbi Huda disagrees with Tanakama, meaning Rameir, that in all the Mishnah's cases, the receiver has to separate meiser. Purchase only can cause an obligation for processed stuff, and that's only by one who's going to be eating it.